Ballpark here in Daytona, Florida, and happy 4th of July. We are getting you set for game 4 of a 6-game split series between your St. Lucie Mets, the single-A affiliate of the New York Mets, and the Daytona Tortugas, the single-A affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. Apologize for some technical difficulties there, things not quite cooperating with us, but we'll get that all straightened out. This series has now shifted here to Daytona after the Mets go 1-1 in their first two games at Clover Park. Unfortunately, ran into some inclement weather, postponing the Mets' July 3rd game. That's going to be made up as a doubleheader on July 24th. It's partly cloudy here in Daytona. Should be good for a full 9 innings of baseball. Hopefully any other weather in the area stays away and we can play some baseball here on the 4th of July. Most of the Florida State League had to deal with rain last night, with just two games actually being able to play in full 9 innings. Tampa and Clearwater, their game was suspended in the bottom of the 4th. They tried to play, went into two different delays, and that game now being tried to be made up at George Steinbrenner Field, but they are also in a delay again. So the weather not being super cooperative here in the Florida State League, but we are set for an on-time start here in Daytona. Tortugas currently taking the mound in their 4th of July themed jerseys with the red, white, and blue numbers, and then the part of the flag on the both of the shoulder patches in their 4th of July blue caps. Mets also tricking out of the dugout. That means it's time for the national anthem. We'll take a quick break when we come back. The starting pitchers for tonight's game. Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Everybody, apologize for the technical difficulties that we are running into right now with our broadcast. It seems as we've got it fixed now, though, and we will get back underway here on the broadcast. Inning just ended for the St. Lucie Mets. When we come back, we'll recap everything for you just momentarily. Welcome back as we get set for the next inning here. So let's recap what's happened so far in between this last game, because if you were trying to listen to us, we were not having any audio going on. Not sure what was going on. Again, apologize for that. But Mets go down 1-2-3 to start the game. And then Daytona had a base runner. McChrystal got over to second base. Mets keep them off the board. And now we are getting set to start the top of the second. And this is Cuevas at the plate, who fouls this pitch off over top and in the stands. Well, we welcome you into this broadcast here in Daytona, Florida at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. It is the 4th of July and the big celebration here for the Tortugas. The Mets' big celebration got postponed due to some rain. Looking good here in Daytona. Swing and a miss here by Cuevas. He's behind 0-2. Pitcher on the mound for the Daytona Tortugas is Cole Schoenwelter. And now it's timeout, a disengagement. Cuevas stepped out. Schoenwelter, I don't think, was happy Cuevas stepped out so late. Time was granted. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Cuevas sends this one left field. It's going back to the wall off of the top of the foul pole, and this one is gone. Jairo Cuevas with a solo home run. It just stayed fair, and the Mets are on the board. Jairo Cuevas with a solo home run. Well, what a time to come back on the broadcast. I'm glad we were able to get that one as Cuevas opens the scoring for the Mets. His second home run of the season. Just off the foul pole in left field, which is 317 feet. So the Mets with a 1-0 lead, and now Vincent Perozzo up to the plate. Pitch on the way. It's fouled off. Perozzo gets enough and stays alive. So after a 1-2-3 inning, Cuevas leads it off on the solo home run. And a 1-0 lead for the Mets. Oh, one pitch. Perozzo socks this one right field. It's down for a base hit. And Perozzo on to first safely. And he continues his great year at the plate. 254 batting average coming into today's game. And a single here. Good to see Perozzo starting to get back up into 100% after being injured here at Daytona when the Mets were able to clinch that first half game. Perozzo was injured on a slide into second base. And slowly worked himself back. And now getting closer and closer to being 100%. Vivasencio takes this pitch outside. Pops away for a moment from McChrystal. But not far enough for Perozzo to try and advance. 1-0 Mets lead here in the top of the second. Runner on first and no outs. Vivasencio, 219 batting average. Takes this pitch inside. It's 2-0. Vivasencio, who had an excellent start to the 2025 season, joined the St. Lucie Mets a couple of weeks later and again stayed hot, has cooled off since, would like to get back to where he was to start the year. As he smacks this one, foul on the left field side. He has shown many times he's got a really nice swing and can drive in runs very efficiently. Good power, a utility guy. The Mets have used him all around the infield. And he takes this pitch high for a ball. 3-1. That batting average just dipped down a little bit. If he can get the consistency back, he will again be one of the top players for the St. Lucie Mets. 3-1 pitch. Vivasencio takes it for a called strike. He was getting ready to shed his equipment and head down to first base. Remember here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, there is no challenge system available to the players. Three-two, and this one's grounded foul down into the Daytona bullpen. Tortugas in there. July 4th jerseys, the red, white, and blue numbers white pants, the white jerseys. It says Tortugas across the chest, and then on each of the shoulders it has part of the American flag. Nice jerseys. I like them a lot. Showing off the American flag. Another payoff pitch fouled off again by Vivasencio. Mets in their road gray uniforms today. Gray pants, gray jerseys with the blue numbers and orange outlines. Both the Mets and the Tortugas coming into today's game with a record of 7-4, tied for first place in the second half. Another payoff pitch, and Vivasencio will take this one for ball four. On appeal, did not go around, so Vivasencio is going to head down to first base. And that'll send Perozzo down to second, and the Mets with runners on first and second, and still no outs. And now a mound visit here, heading out is McChrystal. Pitching coach will join him momentarily. So let's take this moment here to officially get that recap in for you. Again, we apologize for the technical difficulties we've had with the broadcast today. And the Mets went down 1-2-3 to start this game. An excellent inning from Schoenwetter. And then in the first inning, it was Wellington Arocena on the mound for the St. Lucie Mets. We'll see him again momentarily. Ryan McChrystal drew a leadoff walk, eventually got to second base. But a couple of strikeouts later, Arocena gets out of the inning and is able to strand McChrystal over at second base. And then Cuevas with the solo home run, which you heard here in the top of the second. That's how we have gotten to the point here in a 1-0 lead for the Mets. And now have runners on first and second after the single and a walk. At the plate will be Nick Roselli. Roselli 1-for-4 in his last time out, batting 189, and the first pitch taken outside for a ball. Well, this has been the trouble all year for Schoenwetter, who has not been able to find the strike zone consistently. Looks to second, and a 1-0 pitch. Roselli takes this one low, 2-0. For Schoenwetter, 39 walks, 48 strikeouts, a 1.63 whip. And if the Mets can stay patient at the plate, should be able to put themselves in a good spot, as they have here in the first. Pitch on the way to Roselli, outside, ball three. Worked himself into a hitter's count. Not expect him to have the green light in this situation. Have to see if Schoenwetter can get something into the strike zone. Here's the 3-0. Roselli takes all the way, but it's in for a called strike. That'll move the count to 3-1. Great crowd out here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark for their July 4th celebration. It's a fun time here in Daytona. 3-1 pitch, and Roselli grounds this one foul down to the first base side. So working back into a full count. And now Roselli in a tough spot after being ahead 3-0. Two runners on first and second, a 1-0 lead for the Mets. Here's the payoff pitch. Roselli hits this one foul on that left side of the ballpark, and he'll stay alive. Winner looked to second. Another payoff pitch. And Roselli fouls it off once more. A long at-bat brewing between these two. Roselli batting 189 on the season. When he makes contact with the ball, he can really hit it hard. Has not been able to do that consistently enough. Shown a good eye at the plate in this at-bat. Another 3-2. Roselli again fouls it off. That one caught our home plate umpire, Parker Powell, and he's going to need a second after that ball caught him low. Now, that's never fun. You get beat up a lot sometimes as the home plate umpire. That one fouled off by Roselli. And underneath the catcher for the Tortugas, McChrystal. Tuna's trainer out to check on him as well. Make sure that he's all right. As he takes a moment to try and catch his breath after that one. Never feels good to take a hit anyway with a basketball. They continue to check on him and make sure that he's all right. Just got a pat on the back from the Daytona trainer. He's okay to go, and a applause from the crowd. Still a 3-2 count with two runners on and no outs for the Mets in a 1-0 lead. By the way, since we never got to tell you in the pregame show, there was a really nice job by the Daytona grounds crew who made a nice artwork in the batter's boxes for today's game. Here's another 3-2, and Roselli takes this one for ball four. And he will draw the walk, and that will load the bases. And a big opportunity for the Mets to try and crack this game open. Only a 1-0 lead, no outs, and three runners on. And it's Yonatan Henriquez who will step into the batter's box. In the batter's box, you have the one in left on the left side of the plate, which was the stars of the flag, the blue and white stars. And then the other two batter's boxes were the stripes of the flag. Of course, can't do red and white because you have the white batter's box outline. Just the red stripes. It looked really nice. Henriquez now 1-0 count. Pitch on the way, and he takes it outside for ball two. And in the count 2-0. Unfortunately, the great artwork has kind of been destroyed after all of these batters have dug into the box. Get your pictures early. 2-0 pitch. Henriquez takes it outside, and it's 3-0. Again, for Schoenwetter right now, just not able to find the strike zone. Mets hitters have taken advantage of that. And it's in for a strike. Henriquez taking all the way, as you would expect him to after seeing three straight balls. Gets that one in there. Now it's a 3-1 count. Bases loaded, no outs, and a 1-0 lead for the Mets. And Henriquez fouled it straight up over top of the broadcast booth. And it came right back towards us. And the count now is run full. So just like in the at-bat against Nick Roselli, it was a 3-0 count. That worked full, but Roselli eventually able to draw the walk. And now Henriquez finds himself in a full count. Payoff pitch. Henriquez takes it high for ball four, and that will draw in a walk. Perozzo comes home to score, and it's 2-0 Mets, and it's still the bases loaded with no outs. Three straight walks for the Tortugas. And a 2-0 lead. There is action in the Daytona bullpen right now. See how much longer Schoenwetter is able to go. This pitch taken outside. And it's 1-0 now here to Willie Fañez. Fañez Only a 198 batting average on the season. And now he fouls this pitch back, even the count at 1-1. The Mets would love to break this game open early, especially with Wellington Arocena on the mound, who has had an unbelievable season. He's already won Pitcher of the Week twice and a Pitcher of the Month award. 1-1 pitch. Taken for a strike just at the knees. Close pitch, good take there by Fanyas. Hoping that one was going to be low, but does find the zone. Now ahead at 1-2. Schoenwetter, first time he has been ahead in a count. Pitch on the way. And it's taken low, evening the count at 2-2. Let's pitch at 92. By the way, the scoreboard is back here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Last time the Mets were up here, scoreboard was not operational. Back now. Anya's waiting for 2-2, and this one's fouled off down the right side. Count stays even. And now for Schoenwetter, this is going to be the 50th pitch. Coming up. And just in the second inning. Anyas pokes this one. It's booted by the third baseman, Holt. Now throws to first, and it is not in time. Fanyas on to first safely after the error on Holt. It was a ground ball that bounced up to him late, and he took it off the chest. So the Mets able to get a run home and keep the bases loaded with still no outs. Error on Holt keeps the bases loaded, and that is going to do it for Schoenwetter. Tortugas will make a pitching change. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, the new pitcher on for the Tortugas. New pitcher on the mound for the Daytona Tortugas is Mike Villani. Take over on the mound. And he will inherit a tough situation. Bases loaded and still no outs. And now facing the top of the lineup in Trey Snyder. Snyder, who grounded out in his first at-bat, takes this pitch for a called strike. Villani right in and able to get a first pitch strike, one much needed. for the Tortugas. On his 0-1, Snyder fouls it straight back. And now Snyder behind 0-2. Now for Milani in 2025, a 14.29 ERA. In 5 2/3 innings pitched. And 6 walks and 9 strikeouts. Has to come in a big spot here. 0-2 pitch. Snyder fouls it off. And meanwhile, for the Mets side, now have to make adjustment to a new pitcher, and they would really like to get a base hit with the bases loaded to really open up this game. They have a 3-0 lead, but one single can at least score 2 more runs. And Fañez has decent speed over at first base, so if he can get into the gap, maybe even to clear the bases. 0-2. Snyder takes this one way outside. A really nice stop by McChrystal to make sure that ball did not get to the backstop and bring home another one run. Count now at 1-2. Top second, Mets up 3-0. And Snyder swings and misses. He is down on strikes. Snyder the first out of the inning. And with one out and the base is still loaded, it'll be Jeremy Rodriguez. Now this is the top of the lineup that went down 1-2-3 to start the game. Rodriguez grounded out his first time up. And the first pitch to Rodriguez. And therefore called strike. Jeremy with a small shake of the head and then tapped his chest and said, "That one's on me. Should have swung." Lonnie set. And the 0-1 pitch. Rodriguez, high ground ball. This one's fielded by Davey. He goes to second for one, and then holding there is Moon. No play at first base as Rodriguez hustles down. It's one out on a fielder's choice, but a run does come home to score, and that'll give the Mets a 4-0 lead. So a productive out for Jeremy Rodriguez. Roselli came home to score. Enriquez out at second base. This is Gutierrez who will be next up at the plate for the Mets. He set in the pitch. Gutierrez fouls it off. One count. So it's runners on the corners for the Mets now with 2 outs. They've extended their lead to 4-0. And now Gutierrez takes a timeout. And an 0-1 count, as he often does. Most hitters in the Florida State League will wait until 2 strikes to take that timeout. Gutierrez often does it with 1. It's 0-1. And it's taken low by Gutierrez to even the count at 1-1. Gutierrez has a lot of power to his game, something we haven't seen a ton from him, but he's shown it in flashes. Runner's going. Pitch is swung on and missed. No throw down to second base, so a stolen base by Rodriguez. Moves to a 1-2 count against Gutierrez, and now runners on second and third. A 1-2 pitch. Gutierrez chases the pitch low in the dirt, and that is strike 3. Gutierrez goes down swinging, so the Mets, they score 4 runs. A solo home run for Cuevas, and then after a couple of walks and a fielder's choice, they extend their lead to 4-0. We go to the bottom of the second with the Mets up in front. Arcena set behind in the count here to McChrystal. 3-0 pitch. And this is taken for a strike just on the inside part of the plate. Good pitch from Arcena to get back in the strike zone. Arcena, a guy who does not walk a lot of batters. 30 walks on the year. Behind in the count here, 3-1 pitch. Taken four called strike just at the knees. Middle of the plate. Now the count has run full, so Arcena, a nice job to work himself back into the count. Runner on first, no outs. And a 5-0 lead for the Mets. Payoff pitch. Arcena fires that one low, squirts away from Perozzo, but it's a walk to McChrystal, and that moves Leonis up to second base. So the first real threat here for the Daytona Tortugas, as they now have runners on first and second with no outs, and that is going to draw a mound visit here. It's Troy Miller who is taking over the pitching coach duties with Luis Alvarado on his six-day vacation. You don't know every Mets coach is able to take a one-week vacation. Well, they're choosing in the season, so Troy Miller taking over as the pitching coach. On the mound, just trying to talk to his guy, Wellington Arcena, who's pitched so good this season and in this game. First time through the order, only giving up two hits. Has found himself in a little bit of trouble here with a runner on first and second with no outs. We talked to Troy Miller a couple of times throughout the season. Their big message to these pitchers is strike first. Get those pitches in the strike zone. Let your stuff and your defense do the work for you. They know these guys have a lot of talent. They just want to see them succeed and not put themselves into tougher spots with free passes. This pitch outside, ball one here to Sammy Stafura. Stafura 0-for-1, struck out in the first. He's been one of the best hitters here in Daytona. 270 batting average. Not too far behind Fredo Tuno, who is on deck for the Tortugas. Arcena set. 1-0 pitch. And he sends it into right field. Cuevas and Roselli chasing, but this one is too far out of their reach and will just be a foul ball. Long foul ball. Count even at 1-1. Arcena will come set the pitch. It's fouled off again by Stafura. Late on that fastball at 94. And now Stafura behind in the count 1-2. Two runners on and a 1-2 count. No outs. 5-0 lead for the Mets. Arcena comes set and the pitch. Both runners are going. Pitches a ball. Throw to third. Snagged by Snyder. Didn't get the tag. Now tries to get it. After coming off the back for a moment was Leonis, but he is in safely. Double steal successful for Daytona. And now it is two runners into scoring position. Pretty good throw from Vincent Perozzo into the glove of Snyder, but he had to grab it just in front of that third base bag and could not whip around to make the tag. Arcena now with the 2-2 pitch. It's poked foul. And Stafura will stay alive. Arcena in his biggest challenge yet for this game. Two runners in the scoring position and no outs. Needing an out here against Stafura. He set the 2-2. This one foul tipped for strike three. Perozzo holds on. And that is a big out number one. Stafura goes down swinging. Arcena with his fourth strikeout of the game. This pitch taken outside by Duno, and it's 1-0. Duno struck out looking back in the first. 0-1. One of the top prospects here for the Tortugas and the Cincinnati Reds. 1-0 pitch. Duno takes a big cut. And that'll even the count. 1-1. Fastball at 97, by the way, from Wellington Arcena. He can still bring the heat. 48th pitch coming up from Arcena. On its way, fired outside, Duno lays off. And now this pitch taken low by Duno to put himself into a 3-1 count. Arcena, a little trouble finding the strike zone in this inning. Falling behind here. Runners on second and third. One out and a 5-0 lead for the Mets. Here's the pitch on the way. And it's fouled off. Three-two count. Arcena in a battle. Trying to keep this Tortuga's team off the board. Tough hitter to do it against, you know, Alfredo Duno. Has favored the fastball in this at-bat. And now the payoff pitch. Duno, hard ground ball. This one's fielded by Rodriguez, but he loses it. The throw wide to first. And Duno will reach first safely. One run is in to score. The Tortugas make this a 5-1 ball game. Rodriguez had it for a moment, and then on the transfer to make that throw to first, just dropped it. By the time he picked it up, tried to rush it. Throw was offline. Cuevas is able to snag it so it doesn't get away. But Leonis comes home to score. Tortugas cut the deficit down to 4. Crystal down to third base. And it's 2-0 over on first. Now this one on the ground, stabbed by Vicencio. He can't handle it. In to score is McChrystal, and it's runners on first and second to make it 5-2. Two big mistakes for the Mets defense. Rodriguez with a drop over at shortstop, and then Vicencio backed up into the infield to try and make that play. He lost control. And two runs are in, and two runners are back on. Duno and Moon both on the bases now for Miles Smith. Smith 0-1 with a ground out. This pitch fired high, taken for a ball. Back-to-back errors for the Mets in this inning. This pitch is taken high for ball two. It's the third error of the game for St. Lucie. Can be often tough to win when you're dealing with so many errors. This one taken high. And it's 3-0 now to Smith. One out in the inning and two runners on. Walk would load the bases. A 3-0 pitch. Awaited here by Smith. Arcena set. He kicks and deals. This is in there for called strike. 3-1. Arcena able to stay alive in the at-bat. Arcena's done a good job at keeping these balls in on the infield, but two errors for the Mets. And now this pitch in for a strike. Smith didn't like the call, but it was in there. And now the count has run full. Big pitch coming up for Arcena. 3-2, one out and two runners on. Two runs have come in for the Tortugas. Payoff pitch, and it's fouled off. There is some action over in the St. Lucie Mets bullpen. Arcena approaching 60 pitches right now. Ready with another 3-2. This one hit in the air high over shallow right field. It's Vivasencio. He makes the grab, and that is a big out number two. Pop out from Smith. And now it'll be Smith Pineda, who doubled back in the second inning to try and really close the gap here on the Mets. 5-2 is your score. Two runners on for the Tortugas with two outs. And Arcena an opportunity to get out of the jam. Pitch on the way, fired high and outside. And a ball and no strikes to Pineda. Smith Pineda, another guy on this Tortugas team that has really been hot at the plate. 1-0 pitch, called strike. Earned in by Arcena at 93. Evens up the count. One pitch in the air, shallow towards the Mets dugout. Peroza, Arcena both racing over for it, but it is into the crowd. And that is a foul ball. They made the effort to try and get that last out. Hold the Tortugas just to the two runs. And by the way, that hit from Moon is being called a single, so it is just one error on the Mets. Was a tough play for Vivasencio. And now a timeout taken by Pineda. He will step out. One-two pitch. This one softly hit right over to Vivasencio. He makes the grab, and that is out number three. That'll end the inning. Tortugas do score two, but Arcena, nice job. And now, what's this? Do we have... Well, not sure what happened. The Mets are very confused. They're staying on the field. Something was called by our home plate umpire, and Jonathan Jones, normally the bench coach but managing with Luis Rivera off, is out to find out the explanation for home plate umpire Parker Powell. And the Mets are heading back out onto the field. I'm not sure what the call was. Was it a balk that was called? Runners are on second and third now. Both Duno and Smith advance. I believe this was a balk that was called on Arcena. I did not hear a balk call. We'll try and get some more information and let you know. It'll be another 1-2 pitch on the way from Arcena. Here it is, and it's fouled off. Well, this This is an unfortunate turn for the Mets. You think you have the last out of the inning and only give up the two runs. And then all of a sudden you're back out there with two runners in scoring position now and having to throw more pitches. 1-2 from Arcena. Swing and a miss for a strike three. He gets the out anyway. And it's his fifth strikeout of the game. So it is still just two runs in for the Tortugas. It's a 5-2 Mets lead going to the fourth.
Your best bet. The all-new Seminole.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single-game tickets, 10-game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets, for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get tickets for $7 each. Just email info@stlucymets.com with questions. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2025.
Now let's get back to the field.
The quality of our choices affects the quality of our lives. So when it comes to how you move, you choose to see a doctor or the number one orthopedic specialists in the world, backed by a team who custom tailor your treatment. Do you choose to live with limitations or live life to the fullest by going to the place that's number one at getting people back to what they love? Choose better, move better. HSS.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Indeed you are. We welcome you back here as we get set for the fourth inning. Mets in Tortugas here on July 4th. And this is game number four of a six-game series. Now at Jackie Robinson Ballpark after the first two games played at Clover Park. Had a rainout on July 3rd. Unfortunate that we did not get to play baseball. Did get to shoot the fireworks off, though. This pitch fouled off by Fania's new pitcher on for the Tortugas. It's David Lordui. Lordui onto the mound. In the fourth. The 0-1 pitch fouled off left side. Fania's is behind 0-2. Fania's reached on an error back in the second inning. Now the 0-2 pitch. And this was a non-pitch. Time was called by Fanyas. Well, that is the second pitch that we've had come in. This time we knew what it was. After Arcena had a balk called against him, the Mets thought they had the third and final out of the inning. 0-2 pitch. Fanyas cuts and misses for strike three. And he is the first out of the inning. One away and now back to the top of the lineup here for Trey Snyder. Snyder takes a pitch for a called strike. He's behind 0-1. Snyder 0-2, ground out in a strikeout. 0-1 pitch, and this one sky towards right field, racing over Pineda. He makes the grab, hangs it up long enough. And that is two away now for the four. So Lordui comes in and gets two quick outs. Much needed for the Tortugas after they were able to get their first runs of the game back in the bottom of the third. Jeremy Rodriguez, next up for the Mets, takes this pitch outside. Rodriguez ground out and reached on a fielder's choice. She'll be 0 for 1. Watches the second pitch go by, and he's ahead in the count 2-0. Some Rodriguez is really trying to work on and taking the right pitches in his young career. 2-0, swinging this one, line drive, it's over the top of Holt, who tried to reach up to snag that one, couldn't quite do it, and it's a base hit for Jeremy Rodriguez. There's that one just over top of Holt, who couldn't get it with his outstretched arm. And he has a base hit, so a runner on first with two outs now for Diverson Gutierrez. Gutierrez 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. Pitch on the way, and he's taken high. Dewey misses on the first pitch, and it's 1-0. Now this one in near the head of Gutierrez has to duck out of the way. Two balls and no strikes. Gutierrez now swings and skies a pitch all the way towards the bleachers. That one's for the fans. And it is a long foul ball. One of the fans that ball was coming towards, he jumped out of the way and nearly twisted himself up. Be careful over there. So fans are giving him a hard time that he didn't try to make the catch. Two balls and one strike, two outs, and a runner on first. Rodriguez set. Rodriguez is running. Gutierrez chops this one. Foul. Called by home plate umpire Parker Powell. That one stayed fair, but called foul at the plate. Now Gutierrez will take a timeout. Back in and set. Two outs here in the top of the fourth. 2-2 pitch. Gutierrez swings and misses for strike three. And a great inning from David Lordewey. Just giving up the hit to Rodriguez. Strands him over at first base. 5-2 Mets going to the bottom of the fourth here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgating 101.
Let's rejoin today's broadcast with Jake Ricker.
New pitcher on here for the St. Lucie Mets, it's Christopher Gomez. He will take over on the mound for Wellington Arocena. Arocena, final line, three innings pitched. three hits, two runs, both earned, two walks and five strikeouts. And now Christopher Gomez, who has been one of the top pitchers for the St. Lucie Mets this year, will take over on the mound. Gomez will face off against Drew Davies to lead off the inning. Gomez 5-0 for the Mets in 2025. 3.86 ERA. It's his 16th appearance. Long hold here as Gomez awaits for the call from Parker Powell for the first pitch. We have it now. And the pitch on the way from Gomez, it's fouled off. And into the stands. 0-1. Gomez set. 0-1 pitch. This one taken high for a ball. Even the count of 1-1. One ball, one strikes. Mets with a 5-2 lead. They're in the bottom of the fourth. Gomez's pitch fire just low. There's the count to 2-1. Gomez this year, who started the season with St. Lucie, had a short promotion to Brooklyn and then came back down to join the Nets. Now trying to work his way back up there. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. It's a count at 2-2. And really, Gomez sent back down not because he didn't play well in Brooklyn. Had a good outing. Really just a logjam of so many great players between the Mets minor league system right now. And I want to make sure that he gets playing time. And he's continued to excel with St. Lucie again. 2-2 pitch. This one's fouled off. That's ball 93. Gomez couldn't get it by Davies, and we'll do it again. Christopher Gomez, his last appearance against Dunedin, 1 1/3 innings pitch, just giving up one earned run. And this pitch taken for a ball, long hold from Perozzo. You wanted the call, will not get it. It's a full count. Nobody on, nobody out in the fourth. Gomez, payoff pitch. Just outside, taken for ball four. And that'll be a walk issued to Davies to start the inning. Close pitch from Gomez. Missed outside. And a leadoff walk. Now Peyton Holt will come to the plate with a runner on first. Peyton Holt, 0-for-1, flew out back in the second inning. First pitch from Gomez, fired in for a strike. And here, 0-1. Gomez set. Deals the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Gomez now 0-2. Runner on first, no outs. And now a timeout taken by Perozzo. First disengagement of the at-bat. small delay here. Parker Powell, I think, signaling for to the base umpire, Brianna Johnson. Now we're set to go. Gomez will come set. 0-2 count here to Holt. Pitch on the way. And it's fouled straight back. Count remains at 0-2. Runner on first and no outs. After the leadoff walk to Davies. These middle three innings have been some of the toughest for the Mets. This is where they'd like to keep Daytona off the board. 0-2. And it's hit in the air but foul and into the crowd. Count stays 0-2. When you look at the run differential for the Mets in these middle three innings, it's by far the worst. Between the fourth and the sixth, over 50 runs given up to their opponents. Gomez now with the 0-2, and it's fired outside. Rosso thought about making a throw down to first for a moment, but Davies quickly back in. One ball, two strikes. In the fourth, no outs and a runner on first. 5-2 Mets lead. Gomez is 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Davies goes down swinging, and it's the first strikeout for Christopher Gomez in the sixth of the game for the Mets. One away now, and it'll be Luis Leonis to the plate. Singled back in the third inning was the one that got the rally started for Daytona. They were eventually able to get both Leonis and McChrystal home. That's how Daytona has their two runs. First pitch comes inside. Taken for ball one by Leonis. Gomez set. Fires on the 1-0. Swung on and missed over the top. Gomez set once more, 1-1. And this is inside. Two balls and a strike. 2-1 count, one out, runner on first, and a 5-2 Mets lead. Pitch on the way, and that fired in for a called strike. Just at the knees, 2-2. And some barking from the Daytona dugout. Plate umpire Parker Powell quickly acknowledge them, but back to the game. Did not like that last strike call. Gomez a long hold. Still holding. And now timeout has been called. Right, we do not have a pitch clock here. So he can hold as long as he wants. And eventually, somebody's got to give way. Gomez taking advantage of that. 2-2 pitch. This one, a chopping ground ball. Stabbed by Vivasencio and fires to first. Did he catch that off the rip? I think he did. And that is out number one. Nice play by Kevin Vivasencio to make the out. Ball was hit so hard, thought for a moment that it was bouncing in the air, but it stayed up. Vivasencio made the grab, backing up into the outfield. And that is out number two. So with two away and a runner on first, it's Ryan McChrystal. The This pitch is taken for a strike. Crystal didn't seem to love that call either. It was in. Gomez is 0-1. And this one, a big cut from McChrystal, but swings over the top, and he's behind 0-2. One runner on, two outs. Gomez with the pitch. Runner's going. Pitch is low for a ball. Throw to second. This is in plenty of time for the out. What a throw from Vincent Perozzo. He is able to get Davies out trying to steal. That ends the inning. It's still 5-2 here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark on this Friday night.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets, for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get tickets for $7 each. Just email info@stlucymets.com with questions. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2025.
Now let's get back to the action.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
Help the Mets give back to our local community groups with this year's special jersey nights. Every Saturday home game, the Mets will wear custom jerseys, all supporting local nonprofit organizations. Bid on these exclusive one-of-a-kind Mets jerseys on stlucymets.com/.
Back now as we get set for the top of the fifth, and this pitch is taken low for a ball by Jairo Cuevas, and what a day he has been having. Cuevas with a solo home run and a double in this game. And now sends one deep out of the ballpark on the left side. Cuevas hitting the ball hard. Solo home run and a double. That was nearly a home run. Just fell a little bit short. He's gone to both the right corner and the left corner. Fouls this one off down towards the Mets bullpen. Now moves the count to 1-2. Lordewey's still on the mound for Daytona. Here's his 1-2 pitch. Cuevas swings and misses for strike three. He is out on strikes. And the first time today, the Tortugas are able to retire Cuevas. Vincent Perozzo next up to the plate. The first pitch to Perozzo, in the air, high, but right field and foul. This pitch fired in for a strike to Perozzo. 0-2. And he'll step out and take a timeout. Perozzo had the batting average above 300 this year. It's dipped below down to 254 entering tonight. Does have a single today in the second. Perozzo, who has shown such a great eye all year long, one of the best challengers for the Mets, won't have to do that this week. 1-2 pitch, this one taken low, and it counts even to 2-2. We do have the pitch clock back, by the way. It wasn't working in that last inning, and Gomez used it to his advantage. It's now up there. 2-2 pitch, Perozzo, big cut and a miss. He is down on strikes, back-to-back strikeouts for David Lordui. There's two away here in the top of the fifth. Now Kevin Villavicencio will dig in. Villavicencio walked in his first at-bat and then drove home Cuevas on a sacrifice fly. First pitch to Villavicencio and off the end of the bat and fouled. And he will be behind 0-1. And just add, by the way, in between innings was my favorite competition here that they do at Daytona, the Dad Bod Contest. 0-1 pitch fouled off again by Villavicencio. Do it every game here in Daytona with all the dads that come out and those dad bods, and they have them do, today they had them do, act like a turkey and act like an eagle. It's quite the competition. Never know what you're going to see at a minor league baseball game. Sun's starting to set here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. That's in front 5-2 in the top of the fifth. Pitch on the way to Vicencio. He swings over the top of it, and that is strike three. So the Mets go down in order. 1-2-3. Lordui strikes out the side. And it's to the bottom of the fifth now with the Mets up in front by three.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
The world-famous $2 Night is back for 2025. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $2 drafts and 16-ounce cans of Budweiser, Bud Light, and Busch Light. Plus $2 hot dogs, soda, and popcorn. You won't find a better deal anywhere on the Treasure Coast. So grab your friends and head out to Clover Park. That's $2 Night every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go Mets, and let's go to...
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
And we welcome you back to Jackie Robinson Ballpark here on this beautiful July 4th night. We've had good weather, which is good to see after so many teams in the Florida State League were dealing with tough weather. Tampa and Clearwater have still not started their game. They tried to make up the game that was suspended last night in the bottom of the fourth. Now here's a ground ball that's going to get through for a base hit. And early swinging against Christopher Gomez by Ryan McChrystal, and he is on first base safely. But Tampa and Clearwater have not been able to start their game due to rain in the area, but we've been fortunate here in Daytona. Good weather, sun starting to set, fireworks going off around in the distance. We'll have a fireworks show here for the fans in attendance of tonight's game after this game concludes. Mets hoping they're going to be able to watch the fireworks with a win. Out front by 3 runs right now. Runner on first with no outs. And this pitch fouled off into the glove of Perozzo for strike one. Sammy Stafora at the plate, 0 for 2, 2 strikeouts. Gomez set, and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Snap throw over down to first base. Back in safely is McChrystal. Stafora behind now, 0-2. He'll take his time out. Now steps back in. Gomez will come set. 0-2 pitch. Called strike three on the outside part of the plate, and Stafora goes down looking. Second strikeout of the game for Christopher Gomez. And that is the first out of the fifth. Three straight strikeouts for Sammy Stafora. It's not been his day. And now Alfredo Duno. Duno, 0-for-1, reached on an error back in the third. Big cut and a miss. Another snap throw down to first base. Cuevas with the tag, but again, safely is McChrystal. Perozzo with two hard throws. Does have a caught stealing in this game, and he is keeping a very close eye on McChrystal. He is taking two big steps off of first base. A one pitch, too far outside. Count even at 1-1. That almost felt like a pitch outside on purpose with so many snap throws down to first base. That would have been the one for Perozzo. An easy time popping up and throwing down to first base. 1-1 pitch. Check swing on appeal. Did not go around. And the count to 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Runner on first. One out. 5-2 Mets lead. Gomez, long hold. Now the pitch. Fired high, and it's 3-1. Three-one count. Gomez falling behind here to Duno. Pitch on the way. This one is tapped foul to push the count full. So 3 balls and 2 strikes. A full count runner on first and one out. Gomez has been the go-to pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets as a reliever. Trying to push the Mets across in these middle innings. Payoff pitch inside, taken for ball four. Duno had to spin out of the way of that one. And he draws the walk. And that's a big pitch. Instead of two outs and a runner on first, it'll be runners on first and second with just one out. And Moon coming to the plate, who has a single in today's game. Troy Miller, the pitching coach for the St. Lucie Mets, is now going to head out to the mound. While he does that, we'll take a quick look around the Florida State League. Palm Beach Cardinals up 11-3 on the Jupiter Hammerheads. They are in the top of the ninth. Tampa and Clearwater, they are still in a delay. They were trying to resume their game that was suspended at the bottom of the fourth last night. Still have not played their original scheduled 6:30 game. Lakeland and Dunedin, their game has gone final. Lakeland beating Dunedin 4-0. And Bradenton and Fort Myers. Bradenton out front 4-0 in the top of the fifth. Now here in Daytona, we are in the bottom of the fifth. The Mets out front 5-2. Mound visit is over. Gomez set to face Moon with one out and two runners on. Gomez will come set. And now step off. And not usually what you want to see after just having a mound visit, hoping everybody's on the same page, but Gomez wanted another breather. He didn't like some of the signs that he had gotten from Barroza. Has it now. He's set. Fires home the first pitch to Moon and fouls it straight back. 0-1. One count, one out. Gomez a look to second. And the throw home. Swing and a miss. Really nice changeup at 78. Had Moon out in front. Now Gomez ahead 0-2. That's the kind of pitch sequencing you like to see from a young pitcher. Gomez. Moon was sitting fastball and threw him a changeup. Ed here 0-2 with one out. Pitch on the way. And it is a called strike three on the outside corner. Gomez with his third strikeout of the game. And a big out number two gets Moon to go down looking. Perfect location on Christopher Gomez's pitch to get the strikeout. And it's Miles Smith will be brought up to the plate 0-2, ground out and a pop out. This pitch fired low, gets away from Barroza. Both runners will advance, no throw after Barroza corrals it. Crystal down to third base, Duno to second. Wild pitch. We'll put two runners into scoring position. How big is that last out now? Gomez only needing one more out. Pitch on the way and in for a strike. Right now the Mets out in front by three. Base hit can likely make it a one-run game. Count all even at 1-1. Gomez with the delivery. And this one ripped left field, but foul. Just over top of that Daytona bullpen. It hooked far enough to the left side. Stays foul. Ends up as a long strike. Now that was the hit Daytona needed to make this a one-run game. Would have easily scored both Duno and McChrystal. Instead, now Gomez ahead 1-2. Two outs and two runners on. Here comes set. Fires home the 1-2. Just low. Below the knees, evens the count at 2-2. Back into the box is Smith after a short timeout. 2-2 count with two runners on within scoring position. On the way from Gomez. Check swing fouled off by Smith. That was a half, no, not even a half, I would say a quarter swing. And it came in and off the bat of Smith. So it ends up as just a foul ball. The count will stay even at 2-2. Two from Gomez. Fouled off again. This is a full swing from Smith. And stays alive. Battle between Smith and Gomez. This is potentially one of those game-changing at-bats. If Daytona is able to score two more runs and make it a one-run game, a There's new life. Gomez trying to make sure that doesn't happen. Right here's another 2-2. And again, fouled off. This one down towards the Mets bullpen. Still a 2-2. Gomez passing 40 pitches. Long look home to Perozzo. Now he comes set. And timeout has been called after Gomez steps off. Back on and ready to do it again. These guys going back and forth. And now Gomez will deliver another 2-2. This one's ripped down the right field side, but foul into that Mets bullpen again. And that's about the third hit from Smith that nearly drove in two runs, but pulled foul. He's been on all these pitches from Gomez, has not been able to time them up. I wonder if Gomez now tries to change speeds to throw off Smith. Here's another pitch. In the air, shallow center field. Three Mets racing back. Who's got it? It's caught by Henriquez after racing all the way in from center field. He makes the grab for the third and final out. And the Mets successfully strand two Daytona runners on second and third. They still lead by three as we go to the sixth.
The quality of our choices affects the quality of our lives. So when it comes to how you move, you choose to see a doctor or the number one orthopedic specialists in the world, backed by a team who custom tailor your treatment. Do you choose to live with limitations or live life to the fullest by going to the place that's number one at getting people back to what they love? Choose better. Move better. HSS.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2025 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to leave you smiling. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on Saturday night is fun for all.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now let's get back to the action.
Well, of course, we have fun with all the fireworks going off here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. But with no wind to speak of, we have a lot of fog starting to roll into the ballpark after all the smoke coming away from the fireworks. And it's only going to get worse as the skies continue to get darker and more people start setting off fireworks. And you wonder, does that ever become a problem for the outfielders? Nick Roselli at the plate shows bunt but pulls it back, and it's ball one. We often talk about at Clover Park you have that twilight hour where we've seen a lot of outfielders have trouble with high hit balls. Roselli shows bunt again, pulls it back, 2-0. Well, this time you're going to have smoke rolling around in the skies from these fireworks. On the 4th of July, and you can really see it with the lights on now. Roselli smokes this one right field, but right at and caught in right field by Pineda. Roselli a line out, hit that ball well. Yeah, 106 off the bat. I've said it every time when Roselli's come to the plate, and he has hit the ball hard when he makes contact with it, but has not been able to get those to fall for base hits. So Jonathan Henriquez now at the plate. And he takes this pitch inside for a ball. Now, normally here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, being so close to the water, you have a lot of wind blowing out in center field, which would move this fog. Swing and a miss by Henriquez. It's the count of 1-1. So we will continue to monitor the situation. It's Henriquez, hard ground ball, and that one is foul just off to the right side. Davies made a leap for that on the line. And it may have actually been a good thing that he missed it and didn't hit off the end of his glove. Another hard hit ball. A 1-2 count. Pitch on the way. Henriquez on the ground, up the middle, and this one cannot be fielded cleanly by Moon. And Henriquez will reach first safely. Likely an error there on Moon. Had that one all the way and just off the end of his glove. Was able to get there in time, but cannot field it cleanly. So a runner on first. With one out now for Willie Fanyas. Pickoff move over to first base, but Henrique is in safely. Pitch fired in low, but a balk has been called. And that's going to send Henriquez down to second base. Well, I heard that one that time. We had the maybe controversial balk call that I thought they had ended the inning, but it was no pitch because of the balk. Henriquez down to second base with one out. He's in scoring position. And now the first pitch to Fanyas. Taken for a called strike, 0-1. This one ripped right field. That one's due all the way to the right field side for a base hit. Fanyas at first base. Henriquez down to third. And it's runners on the corners for the Mets. Willie Fanyas, good clean swing and a line drive to right field. And the Mets offense back alive again here in the top of the sixth. And continue to hit the ball well, and now an opportunity to extend their lead. Trey Snyder, due for a hit. He's 0 for 3. Pitch on the way. This one grounded. Nice play by Holt diving. Here's the throw to first, and it's in time. Davies with the outstretched leg able to get Snyder, but a run does come home to score. And it is a productive out for Trey Snyder. Henriquez is in, Snyder out at first base, Fanyas down to second. That was a great diving stop for Holt. That ball had eyes for the outfield. Two away and now a 6-2 lead for the Mets. Jeremy Rodriguez showing bunt and puts it down well foul. Strike one. Rodriguez trying to change it up. He does have a hit back in the fourth inning. Dewey's pitch on the way, and it's fouled off again by Rodriguez. He's now behind 0-2. 0-2 count. Rodriguez is going to step out. Two outs in the inning. Runner on second. Mets have one run across already. Long hold, pitch on the way. Rodriguez takes this one inside. Ooh, Lord. He was backing off the mound. He thought this was strike three. It was not. Long hold in the 1-2. Great. Swing and a miss by Rodriguez, and he is down on strikes. And that will end the inning. Mets do get one run in after Henriquez originally reached on the air, and he's pushed home by Trey Snyder. 6-2 Mets here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark as the firework fog continues to roll in.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and even a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Kyle Trabolsi, for everything you need to know.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
New pitcher on the mound for the St. Lucie Mets. It's Hunter Hodges, who will take over on the mound for Christopher Gomez. Hodges, 0-1 record, 3.20 ERA. This is his 21st appearance of the season and 25 and one-thirds innings pitched. And he will face E. Smith Pineda to lead off this inning. Swing and a miss. And Pineda behind, 0-1. Mets with a 6-2 lead. We are in the bottom of the sixth. Starting to have dark skies here in Daytona. 0-1 pitch taken outside. And it's 1-1. Lots of fireworks going off around the ballpark here on this 4th of July. Weather has been cooperative. 1-1 game. 1-1 count, excuse me. Not a 1-1 game. 6-2. That's out in front. Pitch on the way from Hodges. And this one taken high on appeal. Made it able to hold up. Two balls and a strike. One pitch cut on and missed. We need to count it 2-2. Final line for Christopher Gomez. Really nice outing, going two innings, giving up just one hit. No runs, two walks, three strikeouts. I just said as the pitch clock winds down, 2-2 pitch, too far outside, breaking ball that couldn't find the zone. Hodges now with a payoff pitch. Outside ball four, and it is a leadoff walk for Pineda. This is now the third straight inning in a row that Daytona has had the leadoff runner on. They have not been able to score. Have done a good job at keeping any other following hitters off balance. This pitch taken for a strike. It's Drew Davies at the plate. Davies 0 for 1, did walk in the fourth. Hodges 0-1 pitch. And this one hit well into center field. Racing over is Henriquez. He's there for the catch. And that is out number one. Sounded good off the bat from Davies, but Henriquez with great speed in center field had no problem getting to it. And one out in the inning now for Peyton Holt. And nobody on. They trail 6-2. Hodges set. He kicks and deals. And this one is taken for a called strike. 0-1 to Holt. He's got a runner on first. Pineda, after he drew the leadoff walk. One out in the inning. 0-1 pitch. In the air, center field. Henriquez racing over. But it's going to be caught by Roselian Wright, and that is out number two. Henriquez had the longer run, and with his speed, it looked like he was going to be the one to catch it, but Roselli came over, and he makes the grab. So two flyouts to center field, and there's two away now in the inning. Hodges making quick work of this Daytona lineup after that leadoff walk. And Luis Leonis. Take a first pitch fastball high, 95 miles an hour from Hodges. So many guys on the St. Lucie Mets team can really throw the ball hard. A lot of guys in that 95-plus miles per hour zone. This is a called strike, changeup at 81. How about that change of speed from Hunter Hodges? 95 down to 81. Hodges fires home, and this is swung on and missed. It's 1-2. Two outs, runner on first. Hodges now long hold on the 1-2. He struck him out. Called strike three. Leonis couldn't believe it, but it is in there. Four strike three. A good call by our home plate umpire, Parker Powell. That ends the inning and the ninth strikeout today for Mets pitchers. First for Hodges. They still lead it 6-2 as we go to the seventh.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
It's time to gear up for 2025, and we have you covered at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. Fan Shop will be open on game days, and be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now let's get shopping.
baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Now let's get back to the field.
It's our two best tailgate. Daytona seemed like the perfect team to have a hot dog eating competition during the game. They haven't done anything though that I know of. I did hear about some hot dogs that Daytona was eating before the game in their team clubhouse. Here's Diverson Gutierrez takes this pitch outside for a ball. Hot dogs, of course, the classic American July 4th food. 1-0 pitch. Gutierrez sends this one shallow center field. It's going to fall in for a hit. And Gutierrez, with his first base hit, and avoids going 0-4. He was 0-3 with three strikeouts and picks up a base hit. You can see the sigh of relief for him after he stands at first base. And now a runner on first for Johairo Cuevas, who has had a great day with a home run and a double. A home run that barely got out of the ballpark, just onto the foul pole in left field. Now he hits one hard on the ground, but scooped over by Moon to second for one, on to first, and that is a double play. Now, if you would have told me that Gutierrez was going to pick up a hit and Cuevas grounded out to a double play before this inning, I would have said you're crazy, because of the way this game has been going. It's a double play for Cuevas, and two away in the inning with nobody on now for Vincent Peroso. Peroso fouls this pitch straight back. He's behind 0-1. And David Lord Dewey has come into this game and really settled things down for the Tortugas. Just giving up the one run, which was unearned. Pitch on the way to Peroso, and he lines this one left field, but it's going to fall foul. Does not stay fair. And a long strike, and now it's 0-2. Peroso back into the batter's box. Dewey's set. And the 0-2. Peroso half swing on appeal. Did not go around. And Peroso stays alive. No check swing challenge system here in Daytona. That was maybe one that Daytona would have challenged if they had it. But it's called no swing, and now it's 1-2 to Peroso. Ardewey trying to get through his fourth inning. 1-2. Low and inside. Evens the count at 2-2. Dewey's 2-2 pitch, and Peroso hits it way up in the air. Right side into foul territory. Ranging back is Davies, and he makes the catch in foul territory. Dewey gives up the hit to Gutierrez, but he faces the minimum after picking up a big double play ball by Johairo Cuevas. We are still at 6-2 and a 4-run lead for the Mets, and now it's stretch time here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark.
Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking.
Burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgating 101.
Help the Mets give back to our local community groups with this year's special jersey nights. Every Saturday home game, the Mets will wear custom jerseys, all supporting local nonprofit organizations. Bid on these exclusive one-of-a-kind Mets jerseys on stlucymets.com/auctions. 100% of the proceeds will go to each night's nonprofit. For questions or for more information, email auction@stlucymets.com.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now let's get back to the action.
Nothing better than the smells of a ballpark on the 4th of July. You can smell the hot dogs and hamburgers and then the fireworks going off around in the distance. It's a great night here in Daytona, Florida, at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. And even better for the Mets as they hold a 6-2 lead. Ryan McChrystal at the plate takes a pitch outside for a ball. And it's 1-0. Hunter Hodges returns to the mound. For his second inning of work. This pitch fired in for a called strike. Evens the count at 1-1. And McChrystal, who has reached first base safely in all three of his at-bats. 1-1 pitch. Fouled off. McChrystal just got a piece. Two walks and a single from McChrystal in this game. Need to get on first as time starts to run out on the Tortugas. And we get to the later half of this game where the Mets play some of their best baseball. A 1-2 pitch misses, and that is ball two. Meanwhile, the Mets trying to get through the seventh. Their record after leading after seven is 32-2. 11-1 on the road. Pitch bounced in the dirt. Three balls and two strikes now to McChrystal. And for whatever reason, Mets pitchers have had a hard time putting him away. Trying to make it four consecutive at-bats to reach first. Hodges with the payoff pitch. And this one hit well into center field. Henriquez has a beat on it. He's underneath it, and he makes the grab for out number one. First time McChrystal has been retired. A lot of these sound good off the bat, especially with Henriquez out there in center field. He can cover a lot of ground. That one, he didn't have to move much. Hung up in plenty of time and was able to make the grab for an easy out. That is going to bring Sammy Stafura to the plate. Had a pause here as a pitch from the bullpen was thrown to the backstop. That's the second one that's come down there from that Daytona bullpen. Hodges pitch on the ground. This one fielded by Rodriguez. High throw to Cuevas, but he's got it in time for out number two. Two up, two down here in the bottom of the seventh. And that's one thing when you have bullpens on the field. If hitters are paying attention in that dugout, they can see where your pitches are going, and they will know if you're not throwing them in the strike zone. Two outs, nobody on. Duno at the plate. He takes a big cut and fouls this pitch off. Here 0-1. It's 2-0, watches a fastball low. Count even at 1-1. Dodges set, another pitch. Fouled off again by Duda. One ball, two strikes. Hits in front, 6-2. Big crowd out here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark on this 4th of July, waiting for fireworks after the game. And hoping for Tortuga's comeback. Hodges trying to put that to bed. 1-2, and it misses the zone. Even the count all up at 2. I've talked about it before, I think Jackie Robinson Ballpark has one of the best backdrops when it comes to the outfield. 2-2 pitch, ground ball, charging in Rodriguez, he's got it. Quick throw over to first, and it is in time for the out. Rodriguez, an excellent hustle to make that play, and Hodges has himself a 1-2-3 inning to send us to the 8th. Mets out in front.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
The Friday Family Fan Club is back in 2025. For just $48, members of this club receive admission, parking, and 25% off concessions and merchandise for every Friday home game. The Friday Family Fan Club is the friendliest family deal at Clover Park. So grab the fam, head to the ballpark on Fridays this season. Families can sign up at the ticket office or on stlucymets.com. What better way to start the weekend with family night at the ballpark?
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Home Run House in left field to grab a rum bucket or a delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin today's broadcast with Jake Ricker.
Heading to the 8th inning at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Jake Ricker with you here on this Friday night. 4th of July celebration for the Daytona Tortugas. Mets were supposed to have theirs last night, but the rain did not cooperate, and the game had to be postponed. Here is Kevin Villavicencio, who takes the first pitch inside for a ball. Villavicencio struck out in his last at-bat, drew a walk earlier in the game, swing and a miss here. And leaving the count of 1-1. A new pitcher on the mound here for the Tortugas. It is Ben Broody. Pitch on the way. That one outside into the backstop. We got some flies bugging around here in the press box. And they bounce it around on my scorebook. Come on, flies. Not the time. 2-1 pitch. This one is taken low, ball three, and now it's 3-1. Ben Broody into the game for the Tortugas. 0-2 record, 12.6 ERA. It's his fifth appearance. And this pitch inside, and that is a walk issued to Kevin Villavicencio to start the 8th. And that has been one of the problems here for Rudy this season, 10 walks, 10 strikeouts. That was his 11th walk of the season, a 3.2 whip. Walk to lead things off here in the eighth. And now Nick Roselli with a runner on first and no outs. Vicencio is running, pitches a ball, throw to second, is in time. That is a perfect throw from McChrystal to get Vicencio out. And they erase the leadoff walk on the stolen base. 1-0 to Nick Roselli, and now the base is clear. By the way, final line for Lord Dewey. He was excellent. Four innings pitched, three hits, one run unearned. No walks and six strikeouts. This pitch cranked by Roselli right field, but it is well foul. And that ball was hit a mile. But hooked so far to the right, it ends up as a long foul ball. 1-1. And again, Nick Roselli, when he makes contact, he can really hit that ball. It's impressive. Shows bunt here, pulls it back on a pitch low. And it's 2-1. If Roselli can ever consistently make contact with baseballs, look out. Roselli takes this one for a called strike, and that'll even the count at 2-2. Now Nick Roselli, who has five home runs in 2025. 2-2, broken bat, it's on the ground, fielded by Holt. Quick throw over to first base, and it is in time. And now two away after the ground out from Roselli. Jonathan Henriquez heads towards the batter's box. Henriquez walked in the first inning and reached on an error in the sixth. And now a ground ball on the first pitch, fielded cleanly by Davies. He'll take it to first, no problem. And Menbrudy, despite the leadoff walk, faces the minimum. Going to the bottom of the eighth, Mets out in front, 6-2, here on this 4th of July. New pitcher when we come back.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get tickets for $7 each. Just email info@stluciemets.com with questions. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2025.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
Let's rejoin today's broadcast with Jake Ricker.
New pitcher on the mound for the St. Lucie Mets, it's Gregory Lewis. He will take over on the mound for Hunter Hodges. And the first pitch fired inside for a ball to Moon. Gregory Lewis back with the St. Lucie Mets this year. And this is his third appearance, 18 ERA. Pitch inside again, it's 2-0. Just two innings pitched with one walk and five strikeouts, a four whip. Hitters have done a good job at getting to him. He's given up seven hits in these starts in 2025. This pitch is in for a strike, and now it's 2-1. Lewis now comes set. Pitch on the way. Big cut and a miss. And now a quick mound visit as Perozzo heads to talk things over with Lewis to make sure on the same page. A 2-2 count. Gregory Lewis, who is one of the best pitchers for the Mets in the bullpen last year. Really enjoyed watching him. Guy who threw a lot of strikes and has some great stuff when it comes to the breaking balls. And a 2-2 count here against Moon. Moon 1-for-3 with two strikeouts. Set, 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Moon goes down swinging for the third time today. And the first strikeout for Lewis, the 10th of the game for St. Lucie Mets pitchers. One away in the inning now for the next Tortugas hitter in Miles Smith. And now we have a pinch hitter. It is not Smith. It is Melvin Valdez. He will pinch hit for Smith. One away in the inning and nobody on. Lewis with the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Valdez chased one low. Valdez enters the game, 195 batting average. Two home runs and 12 RBIs on the season. 0-1. This one, ground ball bouncing. Snyder has it, skips it over to first base, but Cuevas hauls it in for the out. Nice job by Trey Snyder and Jairo Cuevas to pick up the ground out, and now with two away, it'll be Smith Pineda. Pineda doubled earlier in the game and now lines one into right field. That one down for a base hit. Bounces. Roselli cuts it off and he's going to hold him to a single. That's a really nice job by Nick Roselli, who played that on the hop. If it gets past him, it's at least a double, maybe more for Pineda. But Roselli with excellent speed to cut that off. So with two outs and a runner on first, it's going to be Luis Reyes, who will pinch hit for Drew Davies. 2-2 bringing out the pinch hitters late in the game. Pitch is fouled off by Reyes. Bottom of the eighth, 6-2 Mets lead. Tortugas need some offense. Two outs, an 0-1 count, and a runner on first. A 1 pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. It was quickly ahead. And that's Reyes in an 0-2 hole. Two outs here in the bottom of the eighth. Lewis trying to get his team to the ninth. 0-2 pitch, and it's hit in the air. Will this one be playable? No. Perozzo's going to give it a look, but it's not a crowd. The count remains at 0-2 against Reyes. Runner on first in a 6-2 Mets lead. Lewis comes set. 0-2 pitch. That one to the backstop, and advancing down to second base is Pineda. So he does get to second just on the wild pitch. And now a runner into scoring position for the Tortuga. Still a long way to go. And with two outs, Lewis needing just one more strike to strand Pineda over at second base. Another 1-2, and he fouls this one off. This into the Daytona bullpen. Count stays at 1-2. Lewis steals inside, ball two. Pretty good pitch there, just a little bit too far in. Reyes lays off, so the count now even. Two outs, runner on second. Lewis shaking off Perozzo. Has his sign, he's now set. 2-2. Fouled straight back. Reyes stays alive, extending this at bat. Now it's still even at 2-2. Lewis from the belt. Fires home. Swing and a miss for strike three. He got him. Lewis with a big strikeout to end the inning. And send the Mets to the ninth, still with a 6-2 lead. Stranding Pineda over at second base. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan over the age of 55, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. Enjoy exclusive perks like free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $50. Upgrade to be a Platinum Silver Slugger and receive admission and free parking on Fridays, plus a soda or water. Join the over 1,000 Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. For more information, email silversluggers@stluciemets.com.
Don't sweat in your boxers. Call the AC Doctors at 344-3944.
Call the AC Doctors and you won't need another quote. Don't sweat it. Your AC is in trusted hands with the AC Doctors.
Now let's get back to the action.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Sweet Caroline singing on here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. This pitch taken low from by Fanyas, and it's 2-0. And defensive changes for the Tortugas after the pinch hitters. Valdez, he's in left field as this ball's poked fair down the left field side, rolling all the way to the Tortugas bullpen. They scatter. Heading into second is Fanyas, and he is in with a stand-up double. Trouble with it over in left between Valdez and Leonis. So Valdez, who comes into the game, an early ball that rolls his way as Fanyas poked that one just fair over the third base bag. He is in with a leadoff double. Finish off those substitutions. Reyes, he takes over at first base for Davies. Mets into the top of the ninth with a 6-2 lead. And the Mets, when leading after eight, are 33-1, 14-0 on the road. Trey Snyder, 0-for-4, did have a productive out in his last at-bat, driving in a run. Takes this first pitch for a strike. It's 0-1. There is a reliever in the Mets bullpen that we may see in the bottom of the ninth. One pitch. Snyder takes it inside. 1-1. Ben Grudy trying to keep this at a 6-2 deficit for the Tortugas. And now Snyder grounds one foul down the third base side. Count moves to 1-2. Snyder taking his time and for getting back into the batter's box. Now set. Rudy with the pitch. Fanyas raking for third, but it's fouled off by Snyder. And he will have to head back to second base. Fanyas, underrated guy when it comes to the speed. Someone you don't typically think about when it comes to the stolen bases, but he can run. The Mets staying aggressive, looking for insurance runs. Rudy, a long look to second, now the 1-2. Fanyas running again, pitches outside, throw to third. Not in time! Oh, man, that looked like he was out by a mile. But base umpire Brianna Johnson called him safe, and the crowd is not happy with it. I thought that they got Fanyas, but the call was safe. And he stands at third base right now. Quick conversation. Tortugas manager Brianna Johnson, the base umpire. Crowd doesn't like the call, but it's Fanyas over at third base in a 2-2 count. Crowd still booing. 2-2 outside. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Still no outs in the inning. Big chance for the Mets to add some on insurance runs. And Snyder fights off another one. Trey has battled in a lot of these at-bats today. Another 3-2. Snyder swings and misses for strike three. Loses the battle against Brudy. He is out number one. Fanyas remains at third with one out in the inning now for Jeremy Rodriguez. Brudy set in the pitch. Rodriguez takes it outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Rudy set in the 1-0 pitch. Rodriguez fouls it off. I tried to get a look at who was down there in the bullpen for the Mets. Can't quite get a good look. There's Gregory Lewis back in the eighth. One solid inning. Rodriguez takes this one for a strike, and it's 1-2. One-two pitch. Rodriguez in the air on the infield, calling for it and making the grab is Moon. And that is a big out number two for the Tortugas. So two away. Pena still on third base now for Davison Gutierrez. It looks like the pitcher in the bullpen for the Mets is Juan Arnaud. First pitch to Gutierrez, takes a big cut, it's at his feet. Now behind 0-1. Gutierrez, who was 0-for-3 with three strikeouts before picking up a single in the seventh. The big base hit out of the way. And now flies one center field, watching for it is Leonis. And he's got it, no problem, despite all the fireworks smoke that's rolled through the ballpark. Despite Fanyas getting to third base in that controversial call on the stolen base attempt, Rudy gets the next three Mets down in order. We go to the bottom of the ninth. St. Lucie up 6-2.
This year at Clover Park, we are celebrating those who have proudly served our country with Vets at the Mets, presented by Barron Real Estate. All active and retired military members get free admission to every Mets Friday home game. So come on down to Clover Park and enjoy some St. Lucie Mets baseball with Vets at the Mets every Friday home game. Thank you for your service, and let's go Mets!
PDK Roofing is a proud sponsor of the St. Lucie Mets, and we upgraded the roof at Clover Park. Family owned and operated with over 30 years of roofing experience and quality workmanship. PDK Roofing is your home team for commercial, residential, metal, shingle, and tile, and we provide free roof inspections. Scan the QR code for a chance to win 2026 season tickets to the St. Lucie Mets.
PDK is on the way to fix your roof and save the day.
PDKRoofingInc.com.
Now let's get back to the field.
It's Juan Arnaud out onto the mound to try and close things out for the St. Lucie Mets, who have a 6-2 lead into the bottom of the ninth and due up for the Daytona Tortugas. In this inning will be Peyton Holt, Louis Leonis, and Ryan McChrystal. Although Daytona has been using their pinch hitters, we'll see who comes up to the plate. Juan Arnaud will look to shut things down and get the Mets a big win here on July 4th. Take solo first place. Arnaud, 2-1 record, 3.38 RA. It's his 21st appearance, 24 innings pitched, 12 walks and 30 strikeouts on the season. Good guy to have on the mound if you're in the Mets. Here is Peyton Holt heading to the plate 0-for-3. Final line, by the way, for Gregory Lewis. One innings pitched, one hit, no runs, no walks, two strikeouts. This one taken low for a ball by Holt. One ball, no strikes. And that is set. 1-0 pitch. And that is taken high for ball two. falling behind here to Holt. 2-0. Pitch, and this one's outside. Three balls and no strikes. Arnaud quickly behind after entering the game. Here's his 3-0 pitch. Right in there for a called strike. That's ball a 96. Now 3-1 to Holt. Tona will need some base runners. And a 3-1 pitch. It's sent high in the air. Right field. Roselli looking for it. Does he have it? Yes, he does. Makes the grab for the first out. Well, we talked about all that smoke rolling around in the ballpark. There's a lot of it right now. And Viva Sencio kind of pointed to where that ball was, I think, to try and help Roselli. I don't think he saw it initially. But makes the grab for the first out. And now it's Luis Leonis. Leonis singled back in the third. He's 1-for-3. First pitch from Arnaud. Leonis gets a piece of it. 0-1, one out. Noah holds it out of the 0-1. And four called strike, and Leonis behind 0-2. No set, 0-2. And that's foul tipped for strike three, squeezed by Perozzo. And the first strikeout and second out now for Juan Arnaud. Every Mets pitcher in today's game with at least one strikeout, the 12th of the game combined for Mets pitchers. And the Tortugas down to their last out. This one skied in the air, shallow on the infield. It is Rodriguez who makes the grab for out number three. And the Mets coming to Daytona, spoil the 4th of July celebration and win this one 6-2. A really nice team win for St. Lucie with every pitcher at least one strikeout, 12 on the day. Arnaud closes it out. And the Mets will take a 2-1 series lead heading into the final two games here in Daytona. As they form that happy 5-5 line. Final score 6-2. Mets with 7 hits and 1 error. Daytona 2 runs on 5 hits and 2 errors. Jairo Cuevas, one of the top players for the Mets at the plate, he comes away with a solo home run and a double in his first 2 at-bats. Mets with a really nice offensive push, scoring 6 runs. We'll keep the post-game show short. We're going to have fireworks here momentarily at Jackie Robinson Ballpark for their July 4th celebration, so they'll be going off very soon. But to quickly recap this game, now the Mets, who got off to a tough start, going 0-for-3 in the first inning, really piled on in the second. After 3 straight walks, they stayed patient against Schoenwetter. And then again, Jairo Cuevas with that solo shot in the second. Doubles in the third. Vivasencio able to drive him home. And then David Lord Dewey came into the game and kept the Mets hitters quiet. They're able to score one more late in the sixth inning after Jonathan Enriquez was driven home by Willie Fañez on his base hit. And meanwhile, on the other side of things, Mets pitchers are saying a 3 innings, giving up just 3 hits, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Christopher Gomez, who gets the win and improves to 6-0. 2 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Hodges and Gregory Lewis combined for 3 innings, 1 hit of shutout baseball. And then Juan Arnaud closes it out, 1 inning, shutout, no hits, no walks, and 1 strikeout. And that is how we get to our 6-2 final. So the Mets improve to 8-4, 42-35 on the season as a whole. Daytona falling to 7-5, 36-42, and the Mets now in solo first place in the Florida State League East Division. Two more games left in this series between the Mets and the Tortugas as they get set for Game 5 on Saturday. First pitch set for 6:35 p.m. airtime here on the St. Lucie Mets Broadcast Network. We'll be at 6:25. I'll be back with you all on tomorrow. We thank you so much for tuning into tonight's broadcast. We hope you all have a wonderful, safe, and great rest of your holiday weekend here as we get set for fireworks here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, and we will see you tomorrow.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.